flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I came across something. It's been talked about on a lot of the cable news networks, something that is very interesting, and it is a byproduct, and we're going to talk about this with Ron Fauché a little bit about what's happening with the speed in which things are progressing with the Trump administration in a short period of time. We're finding out a lot about how we have spent our money in this country. And it just struck me as I was reading through a list of headlines, as I'm looking through stories, as I do every day, every night, trying to find little tidbits of things that kind of strike you as odd. And you wonder, how did we get to this point that we would decide to spend money on certain things? So I came across this headline, and it occurred to me, how did we get there? Was there someone that walked into somebody's office in the State Department and said to someone in a position of authority, you know, it occurred to me that a good expenditure for this administration in the waning months of this administration, that we should send $50 million to Gaza for them to buy condoms. What do you think? And the unbelievable reality is, we did it. Who in their right mind thought in the list of priorities of what the Palestinian people needed in Gaza was $50 million to fund the purchase of condoms? What research was conducted, what evidence was brought forward that this would be an expenditure that this country would be proud of on any day, much less in the aftermath of what has gone on in Israel, that this would be a wise expenditure? Yeah, you ever had your curiosity piqued that way? Where you wonder who would have the guts to bring that topic up in a serious manner. And who would take it, receive it, and send it up the chain and have everybody approve same? Hey, can you imagine the conversations in and around this topic? Or maybe there, I don't know, maybe I'm foolish. Maybe there was no conversation at all and they just threw it in there and it was like a bingo game and they just wrote down on a ping pong ball what they think should be spent in Gaza and they just started pulling balls out of a cage and whatever it was, that's what they decided that they were going to fund that day and they were just sending money. Well, let's hope not. I don't know which is better, to be quite honest with you. Now that I'm hearing myself actually say it out loud, I'm not certain what is a better option. One, that we actually had deliberate conversation about this, or two, that we just pick ping pong balls out of a cage. And then I get a text here, well, if you can keep two terrorists from being born, it is worth the $50 million. Think about it hard, Newell. Really? You have, do you have any understanding of what's going on there? And do you really believe that the terrorists were the only ones that were going to use condoms and that they were actually going to get into the hands of terrorists only? Or is that what we printed on the condom to be used by terrorists only? Obviously, you didn't think about it very hard. The reality here is that the silliness of what we're funding in this country begs of DOGE. It begs of a number of different things. And now someone that actually thought about this is that a number of these folks follow a religion that don't allow contraceptives. And of course, they're saying there's no truth to that story. No, there is truth to that story. And that story has been reported in many different ways. And actually, there are documents to show that there is truth to that story and that it continues on and on and on in this government. And, you know, folks don't want to believe that certain things are being funded and we find out about it all the time. I used to keep a list. I wish I could grab that list in this mess that I call my office. But it exists. And the same thing goes on and on. We're sending condoms and funding condoms for a number of other countries. We're sending money for LGBTQ activities and things in other countries as well. I guess all of that is not true. All of it, right?
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the same thing that was out there as it relates to the border or otherwise. You know, so there's a lot of things that are going on that are hidden in these items where we're funding. And I'm not suggesting that the pause that was done by Trump was necessary. If you're going to do a pause, I think you need to be very explicit. You need to be very descriptive. You need to gain a better understanding of exactly what all the downstream implications are, because there are a lot of folks that rely on federal funding, and a lot of the necessary programs in this country are need to be funded by the federal government. And there's no sense in creating a level of hysteria out there. And just be a little bit more measured and strategic in your messaging in what you're doing with the pause. But it's certainly worth some type of exercise, right? To look at some of the funding measures that are out there that seem to be a little bit crazy. When there's so many needs that our own folks have. I was just watching the first hour of the RFK confirmation, and there seems to be agreement that our healthcare delivery system is a mess. Our outcomes are horrible. For the leader of industrialized nations, we're not number one. We're not anywhere near it. And we wonder why. And it's not necessarily just a money issue. It's something that is much bigger than that. But the fact of the matter is that that's not an excuse to go spend silly money in silly ways in silly places for what? And it seems that we just need to get a little bit more focused. In the end, it's not really all about the condoms, is it? No, it's not. It's really about looking critically in the mirror and understanding what our role is. What are we actually elected to do? And what is it that the voters want us to do relative to the spend? And become a little bit more focused there and a little less crazy as to some of these other issues that we're looking to fund around the world. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL. Stay with us.